Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What's going on?
A whole lot of nada, man. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes, sir.
For some people.
Yeah, all right. There we go. Starting as strong as best we can, you know? Gotta take it on.
Yeah, right.
And I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Is it Rowan?
It's Ron Anderson.
Ron Anderson. Nice and easy for me. All right. Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Anderson. So, Mr. Anderson, is it all right if I call you Ron, though? Just go by my first name here?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Everybody else says.
All right. Well, Ron, I had the other John send over some information, catch you up to speed here a little bit. I see you've been in business for, 24 years now, technically, right?
Right.
It's incredible.
Yes, sir.
Now, I see that you're already using some kind of marketing for your company through Yelp.
Right. We just started like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. It's done nothing for us.
Nothing. We've not even got one phone call. Nah. But if they are not, we are not paying them. We're paying per click, supposedly. And all we've gotten from it, well, yeah, we have gotten phone calls. It's everybody else trying to sell us something.
Yeah, marketing and all that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like I said, we signed up for the free Google page, but, you know, every time we try to access it, something happens and it says, you know, blah, blah, this or blah, blah, that. It says claim your free listing and all this, and we tried that, but it didn't work out.
So I'm doing this live.
We've never advertised at all.
Gotcha. Okay. So you kind of got your foot in the door, just haven't gone full throttle with that.
Right, we've got, and we need to now. Like I said, once they closed, Kmart and Sears basically went back to property management. They closed their stores and just remodeled them all and leased them out. And we've been doing work for them for 20 years, man. So that was our bread and butter there. And now it's Dollar General, but Dollar General's kind of running out of money because there's one on every corner now. You know what I mean? So,
literally.
They built 800 stores last year from the ground up. Right.
Oh, my God.
That's how fast they're expanding. Yeah,
they got
over 32,000 stores. Yeah.
Wow. You know, that kind of makes sense. I mean, I'm in Pennsylvania myself, and there's literally, I'm like, oh, they're going to build a Dunkin' Donuts over here. But nope, they build another Dollar General. I'm like, there's one down the street.
Right.
Why do we need another one?
I know. We're in Duncannon, man. There's 12,000 people here, and we have three Dollar Generals.
Wow.
I know.
All right. Well, you know, Ron, don't worry. I mean, something like this, I mean, I think we could both agree, who doesn't use Google, right? It's built in your phone.
I know.
Right? You know what I mean?
I know. It's already there. I know. It's like nobody uses all these other search engines and stuff. They use Google, man.
Yeah.
Or if they've got an Alexa, but Alexa still taps into Google. So,
you know, it is, but then here's the thing. When it comes to Alexa, when people are using it, they're not using it when they're wanting to buy or, you know, at that moment. We've been doing this for 19 years now, and we used to have that, and it brought a lot more spam and robocalls to people, actually. And it's kind of weird.
I know.
So you have the option to use these things, but... And it's included in your package, but we highly suggest not to, just because we don't want your phone to ring as like a bunch of calls. We want to make sure the quality calls coming to you. It's not a paper click, paper call or anything.
Right.
Like that, so, yeah.
Somebody already called from like trying to set us up to where anybody used Alexa or anything else. You know what I mean? Our name would pop up first, and they want like $1,000 a month for this. And I'm like, you're insane.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to your options on this, my job is to make sure that you have a great package that's not going to bleed out money in the back end. But also make sure.
Hold on, just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, just a second. Yeah, what's up? Okay. I'll call you back in just a couple of minutes. If there's anything else you need, you better take a look. Look down your list. All right, see ya. Sorry about that.
No, you're perfectly fine. Everything good?
Yep, we're good.
All right.
This guy calling and checking in, man.
There you go. All right. Well, Ron, coming back to it here, you know, we have multiple packages available for you, but my job is to make sure that we find a good package that's going to save you money in the back end while making a good return on your investment on the front. Because we're month to month. There's no contracts with us. We like to earn your business by making sure you're getting good results. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, you know.
Right.
So that's important. Ron, are you doing any type of other things like website, social media, or anything of that nature?
Nope.
Or thought about it? No. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Gotcha.
Never had to. Yes, that's the point. Right. Nope.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You don't have to until you need to, right? It's kind of like saying that sticky situation when getting insurance, man. It's like, if I'm paying for insurance, it's just to reassure I'm going to be all right. Well, but shouldn't I get that money back if it don't work? I don't know.
Right. Well, see, that's what I mean. Same thing. I can agree with you on this because everybody told me to kill off my homeowner's insurance because, you know, we're more than 20% vested in the house and everything else. The next thing you know, there's $60,000 worth of damage from siding, the roof leak, the DirecTV dish came off because we had a windstorm, some of the siding's missing, and it flooded the whole back room, and it's $60,000. You know what I mean? And they're like, I know. For the whole $450 a year we're paying for homeowners insurance, it was worth it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because we got the money.
Exactly.
We're getting a whole new roof. We're getting a whole new bathroom. We're getting a whole new bedroom back there because of this. So.
There you go. Well, so Ron, I think we can agree on this one then. But, you know, like we said, you know, everyone uses Google, but we have everything that's included because we're a premier Google channel partner. It's the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO for companies like yours, right? So we don't want to give you an extra headache. That's not the point. The calls come directly to you. They don't go through a third party or middleman. You don't get charged per call, click, job, lead, nothing like that. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you want. Price will never change. It's a flat rate, okay? Now, before I dive into everything that it includes, I want to make sure it fits in the right ballpark for the budgeting first because the other John that you spoke to earlier, he put in a really nice promotional rate for you. It's grandfathered in for the life of you being with us, too. So it never goes up.
All right.
Let's dive into that first. See if it fits the budget. If it does, we'll talk further about what the next steps are and everything else that it includes, okay? So as far as your pricing, normally, I have to say this because he definitely did put in a nice promotion for you. So normally, our pricing is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. He got you all the way down to $299 month to month with a one-time setup fee of only $99. So you got a huge savings.
Okay.
If you were to invest today, it would be only $398. That already covers for the month until the next month of the third. Every month of the third will always be $299. But again, everything else that it includes is just bringing a lot more bang for your buck than just saying, all right, we're going to get the phone ringing. Like, there's a lot more.
See, this is affordable. That's as affordable. Okay.
Okay.
So?
Yes, sir. All right.
But
so
I need somebody to set this up correctly and do the whole nine yards. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what you guys are saying you're going to do?
I was just going to get to that. Yes, sir. I love where your mind is at. So, Ron, we give you an account management team. They're open Monday through Friday. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. our time, which is I'm in PA with you, okay? And they want to make sure that, again, they don't want to give you an additional headache. They want to make sure anytime you need a new promotion out, change a phone number or add a different county. I mean, we're very flexible, okay? This goes 50-mile radius any direction. You can exclude areas. You can add areas, all included in your package. The number one thing that we need from you is communication. Please, we can't read your mind, and we will never do something without your permission, okay? We're not going to be like, hey, this promotion might look good for his company. Let's throw it out there. No, we have to communicate with you and vice versa. So everything
else. See, that was another problem that I found is that free Google listing, a company called Bittner Electric, which I'm familiar with them, claimed my free listing. It had my name on it, but they put all their telephone numbers on there. So all the calls were going to them.
Get out of here.
Are you seeing my point?
Oh, my mouth is on the floor.
That was messed up.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Messed up. Yep. No, they claimed like three other people's free Google listing account. You know what I mean? It says claim your free listing account and everything else. You get a pop-up email. They did it to like three other people too. They just left their names of that company's name on there and then put all their contact information in for the phone numbers and the addresses. Yep.
Holy smokes. No way. That's the first time I've heard something like that. All right. Well, you know what? Yeah, if anything came up about this or any sense, either obviously you're going to be paying attention to your Google listing too, but if you're not seeing it,
right.
We will, you know, and we'll make sure to bring that up right away.
okay.
That's a huge factor right there. We need to shut that
right.
down, if anything, on that. But you'll have a tracking system that we develop for you. We get that done in the first 5 to 7 days, of course. That way you can see all the fruition come to play yourself. You can see where the calls are coming from, the phone numbers. You can even see the keywords, actually, that people are using to find your company and change those keywords out when you need to. Okay?
All right.
So we're going to really take care of you, okay, Ron? Let me ask you this, man. I mean, based off of everything you're hearing, pricing seems like it's in the right ballpark for you. I honestly didn't even get to go over everything else that it includes. That's pretty huge many factors for you. I think it's really going to help you out. As far as website is included with this, along with social media as well, too, for Facebook. So, again, the number one thing we don't do, though, Ron, is talk to your customers. If the customers reach out to you through your website, give you a call, or however you want to be contacted, the ball's in your court from there. I think that's kind of a good thing to ask me, though, because I mean, if I answer the call,
mainly do it by phone.
Okay.
We don't, we're out in the field, you know, we can't be answering, you know, we can't be checking emails every 5 minutes.
True,
you know what I mean?
True. Yeah, I hear you on that.
I mean, people, you want somebody in the middle of working in your office answering the phone every 5 minutes and you're paying them for it? What do you want?
No, thank you. No, thank you. I hear you, man. All right. Well, you know what? We're on the same page here. I think you'll be a great fit. I think, you know, this will work very well for you, especially if you know exactly which counties and areas you would like to hit to. We can make that happen for you.
Right.
Is this something you'd like to go ahead and move forward with and run?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, Ron, I want to make sure, is the first name, is that short for Ronald or is it just Ron?
Yeah, Ronald.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Ronald Cash Anderson. There you go. Named after Johnny Cash.
Get out of here.
That's Johnny Cash's real name. Ronnie Cash. A lot of people don't know that.
Are you real? Are you being real with me on that? I saw this movie on Johnny Cash. That was pretty heartbreaking to watch. No lie.
That's his stage name. You know what I mean? Johnny Cash. His real name is Ronnie Cash. My brother's name's James Tiberius Kirk Anderson. My other brother's name's Marlon Brando Anderson. Yeah, that's my mom.
You have the coolest parents ever.
they're from the 60s, there, bud. There you go.
I'm crying right now.
My sister's name's Kimberly Sue. I've gone from the wind. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. All right, Rod, you're going to do amazing with this. I'm going to make sure of this myself. I'm going to keep an eye. All right, so, Rod, after I stop crying from laughing so hard right now, I want to make sure that even after payment and everything, I stay on the phone with you because I want to make sure you see everything in writing. It's all going to be including your package. You'll see your invoice through text and email. What's the best email I could send that to you? Oh, my God, I'm literally crying right now.
All right, man. You're going to spell R&C Electric out. Just R&D, Rand. C,
okay.
As in Charlie, Electric.
Just like the business. All right,
Embark.
Embark.
At Embark. EMBARQ.
Oh, Q.
Mail. MAIL.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know everybody wants to put a K on the end. It's a Q, man. That email's from 1997. Believe that.
No way.
That Embark doesn't even, it's CenturyLink now, but the email never changed from Embark.
That's wild. All right, cool. All right, and then, Ron, also, is this the best? Oh, are you right there?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I feel like the air got a lot more drier here in Pennsylvania. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Well, ever since we've had this roof leak, man, you know what I mean? Some of the insulation got into the ductwork because it pulled it apart. And like I said, every time the heat comes on now, it's like you can literally see dust in the damn air. So,
oh, you better be careful with that. Yeah. All right. Safety first, man. All right. So, Ron, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you? Ending at the 1162?
Yeah, and then there's 717-773-1123.
And
that's
that
my
for your
personal phone.
Okay. I don't have to put that in there. Does this phone number that I'm calling you on right now accept text messages?
This is the one this is the one we would want listed. Not the one I gave you would be, you know, if you need to get a hold of me for something else.
Okay. I'm not even going to put that phone number in here on this one just because if we can contact you on this one, then great. And if it could accept text messaging from us, then awesome. That's about it.
Sure.
I don't want to get mixed up with the customers calling your personal number. Okay.
Me either.
All right. Now, this next part is all for Google. I need to make sure I have it on point. I have the business name, the letter R, the and symbol, the letter C, electric, and then far as the business address. It has to have, in order to get, like, the verification to get approved and everything, I see you already verified, but I just want to double check with that because of everything that's been going on that you told me about. Now, it doesn't mean you have to show your address to the public. I can make sure to put note not to show it, but they do need to have a business address, physical address online here. What address would that be?
311 Windy Hill Road, Duncannon, PA. 17020.
Perfect.
But our base of operation is going to be Mechanicsburg, P.O. Box 825, Mechanicsburg, PA.
Okay. Well,
17050.
I mean, yeah, we're definitely going to go over that in just a second here because I want to make sure I'm hitting the right areas for your company. We don't want to have you get calls from freaking Michigan or something, you know what I mean? So,
right.
All right. Now, also, just letting you know, I'm going to go ahead and give you a really good special here with it. So far as getting your social media on board, you know, getting also a website up and running for you, our team works magic, but they can't read your mind. So we want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you, go over how you want the promotions, how often the promotions you want to be presented, how you want your website to look. They're going to be doing this stuff for you, okay? So you don't have to have a headache of doing all that no more. We're going to have a team behind your back.
This is just going to be a Google pop-up map thing.
No,
not
man,
a website.
You get a website included with this. You get social media, as far as Facebook included with it. It's all linked together.
Wow.
Yeah. I told you, Ron. You got a really nice promotion. I can't take all credit here for you on this one because the gentleman you spoke to previously, I put that in there for you, all right? So do you have like an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance? I can set that up as early as tomorrow.
I do.
All right.
You can 11 to 12 tomorrow.
11 to 12?
I can get anytime after 11. How's that? Anytime after 11.
All right. Let me see what I got.
I got to go down and get the Christmas nightmare haircut I got removed because, unfortunately, one of my friend's husbands died, and I had to go down and get a haircut real quick. Over here in Duncannon, and yeah, the lady was like 85 years old. Her hands were shaking like a leaf on a tree, and half my head looks like I look like a Cabbage Patch Kid. You know what I mean? With half your hunk of your head missing over here. I know. Pound of styling gel ain't fixing this, buddy.
You know, it's funny because I'm in Pennsylvania, and I feel like it's always taking like an hour just to get a haircut. Any way I try to go, man, it was to the ones that I want to go to, you know.
Right. So. Well, that's what I mean. Somehow they look at where our address is at, like Windy Hill. Everybody in Mechanicsburg, York, and Lancaster, and all that's gonna go no way. Because we're out in the middle of nowhere, man. It takes me 20 minutes to drive to get gas. I'm in the sticks, man. Okay, I'm sitting on 4 acres of property with deer that come up and actually eat food out of my hand half the time. You know what I mean?
That's wild, though.
There's turkeys running everywhere. There's pheasant all over the place. You know?
Oh my God.
So,
You know, my wife dodged a bear the other day, actually. It was I'm like, get out of here. She's like, I swear to you, a bear ran across the freaking the freeway. I'm like, what? You can't be
Yeah. Crazy. The neighbor over here, she works for the local grocery store down here, and they give, like, all the turkeys away after Thanksgiving that they couldn't sell and everything. She had them all loaded in her car, and there's a black bear over there trying like hell to get into her car, man. It was big, too. It was got to be about five and a half, 6 foot tall, man. It was a big sucker. tried crawling up underneath the car, trying to figure out how it could get up inside there. Because the whole, like an SUV, and the whole back was filled with turkeys, man. And I was like, I made a video of it and everything, man.
Wow. Well, you gotta send me that, man. Right, you gotta be cracking up over here. All right, so the next part, this is important. How do you want to show your hours of operations on Google for your customers to reach out? Like Monday through Friday.
7 to 4.
7 to 4? Okay.
7 to 4. Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday it is. Everything we're about to go over right here, don't think you're married to it. I want to make sure you understand anytime you want to adjust it or change it out, let our team know because you're paying for them to do this stuff. Utilize them, okay? I mean, you'll be able to do it yourself. It's easy to do it, but I want to make sure that you're utilizing our team to keep that communication going too. All right? Now, the next part, this is where we're going to want to go over. Your areas. Do you want to do it by county? Do you want to do it by city, zip code? What's easier for you?
That's the whole thing. How's it going to show up when somebody says an electrician for York, PA?
So
that's what I mean.
Yep, I could put in York right now. So York, PA. So that way, when a customer's within Yorktown, then they'll make sure that if they type in any of the services that you offer, you will be popped up on that first page of Google. That's one of the top
York, Lancaster, you know what I mean? Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg. That's what we cover. We're basically, Mechanicsburg and Harrisburg are attached to each other.
Yeah. So, all right.
You know, Carlisle, we service all these cities. But like I said, there's so many micro cities around.
I was going to say, there's tons, but as a definite, putting York, Harrisburg for sure, Lancaster.
York, Harrisburg, Mechanicsburg.
Mechanicsburg, I've got in there as well. Tomorrow when our techs call you and they go over everything, they will bring this up again just to make sure that we didn't forget something or if we want to add something in.
Right.
Just to make sure I double check on that.
Basically, we cover every zip code between 17001 and 17999.
Okay.
And everything in between.
Okay.
See, like I said, I live in Duncan. I live in Wheatfield Township, but I have to write Duncannon on my mail when I mail it. Everybody's like that around here.
I was going to say,
all these townships everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like a homeowners association from hell going on around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, man. All right. Well, Ron, the next part is, how do you accept payment from your customer? Do you accept cash only? Do you do Zelle, Venmo, or credit card check?
Right now, we take checks.
Okay.
And we take cash.
Okay, I was going to say.
Most of the corporations that we do, right, most of the corporations we work for mail us checks.
Okay, that's perfect.
But
fine.
Like I said, as a homeowner, you know, we can get set up to accept credit cards, but we just haven't done that part yet. Just never had to.
I was going to say, if you don't need to, then great. I mean, if we can get some good generation of work going here for you in a short amount of time within your areas, too, I mean, you could always – you're talking to the customers. You can negotiate how you want to go from there as well, too, you know.
Right.
Now, we are going to develop a Facebook business page for you. It does require that you have a personal page at least so, you can keep track of everything yourself. We don't want you just taking our word for everything. Now, we don't look nothing, of course, at your personal stuff. We just want to make sure that you're able to see all the fruition come into play for you.
Okay, got to hold on just a second. Hold on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, not much. You said you were going to call me back. It's been about, 20 minutes now.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with somebody, so we need anything else?
I don't think so. I think we'll come over.
Okay. I'm good.
Well, get your ass back to the office. We got shit to do around here. That's it.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're good, you're good. Sorry, I'm taking a lot of time here, so I'll just let you know, I've got like 5 more minutes of this here, okay? So I'll make sure to rush it here for you. Now, far as your bread and butter here, you're obviously your electrician, you're a me type of thing for services you want to offer. Do you do electric inspection, rewiring, panel upgrades, or anything like that?
We don't do inspections. You have to have a real electrical inspector for that.
Okay.
They have companies like Commonwealth Code Inspection and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So give me some keywords here of services that you would definitely always want to be found for. Like, I want to make sure I'm hitting some here.
Well, let's see. Basically, what it says on our cards is we specialize in commercial and – hold on. We just made a new slogan here. We've upgraded the one that we had. This is my life. Yeah. Let's see what we put on here. I know I'm talking to my mom last night. She's trying to tell me coronavirus has been around since the 1800s. And I'm like, Mom, it just happened, man, COVID-19. So I had to look it up on the internet and prove it to her and send it over. That's been around since the 1800s. No, it's not. So half of America. I think you're thinking of tuberculosis or something, Mom. It wasn't coronavirus.
It's so similar to everything else, though. You know, it's hard to tell.
I know. Yeah. It's just flu. Yeah. It's just a bad strain of it, you know. So,
yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Okay, we specialize in commercial and residential installations and repairs.
Okay.
Right. Lighting.
Lighting.
Lighting repairs.
Okay. What else we got?
Well, electrical repairs of all kinds.
All right. What I'm going to do here. I know I'm putting you on the spot, too, here, Rod, so I apologize.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I send this to our team today so that way when they speak to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch.
Right.
They know exactly what kind of company you are, how they're going to help
right.
you, and rock and roll, okay? So I'm going to put in
right.
parentheses here that you may want to add more. That way they bring that up in case they want to, you know,
okay.
give you some advice as well, too. Maybe they might have some more better keywords right. for you. I don't know. All right.
Okay. Well, Steve, let me give you an example of what happened this week.
Uh-huh.
Okay. David's Bridal. We went out, they called, we went out, we fixed all their lighting problems.
Okay.
They, you know, for the holidays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We replaced all the light bulbs and ballasts that were burnt out. And did some general repairs around the store for other things. They had some broken outlets and stuff like that, so we fixed them. Next, we're going to Value City Furniture tomorrow to do the same thing. Like I said, a lot of the jobs that we get come from maintenance companies. In other words, they're nationwide maintenance companies like CLF, CLM, Capital Light Maintenance, MG&G, National Glass and Gate. You know what I mean? The maintenance
yeah.
company. That's actually one just called the maintenance company, believe that.
Are they really?
That's, yep.
I guess that's, I don't know how they landed that, but great.
All kinds of them over here. You know what I'm saying? We got pros, professional retail outlet services. So, yeah, they, like I said, we have all of our insurance. It's run through them. It's verified. You know what I mean? We're all licensed.
Okay. Yeah,
to do what we're doing.
Stuff. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as everything that I have in here, I mean, General Electric repairs as well, too. I mean, they're going to have some cool stuff for you as well. So I'll make sure of that. Next thing, what I'm going to do then here, Ron, is I'm going to send this over. So sending it now. And I want to make sure you're well protected, actually. Okay, so I'm not taking a no for an answer on this one, man. Everything will be recorded. I'll ask you a few questions to verify you, of course, just answer as clearly as possible. But I want to make sure I put the pricing in there. That way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. The price will never go up. And is no cancellation fees. Okay, Ron? So I'm going to give you a phone number to call us directly. It's not like a phone over internet or anything like that. It's a direct line that you can voice activate. You could say Facebook. You could say client support, billing, whatever it is, and there'll be somebody available for you Monday through Friday, okay? So let me know when you have a way to take down this number here.
Oh, you're not going to just email it to me?
I can. Yeah, I could do it either way. I just want to make sure I give that to you
text
before
it to
I
me.
Over. Actually, that's text. Not a bad idea. Let me text it to you. All right, give me 1 second here.
Yeah, make sure you put who you are and what it's for.
All right, sounds good, man. Give me 1 second. Yeah, make sure you save that as local splash. I'm going to put it as that right now. I'm texting it to you, okay?
Okay.
Give me just a second here. I got to...
I know. It's amazing, man. These people, they call all the time and want repairs done their house. I'm like, all right. You know, because First American Home Buyers, it's basically, you know, it's a warranty. They fix broken stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, go take pictures of your electrical panel and the affected items and send them to me, because we're not a roving supply house. You know what I mean? These trucks can only hold so much stuff. So we need to see what's going on. And they'll text you over the stuff and the pictures, and I'll put their name and address on there. And you're like, okay, who is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get a bunch of pictures. You're like, are you talking to the right person here?
Right. I talked to 7 different people today. Come on, man. I got to know who this is for.
Because
these first American home buyers, man, it'll come out and just say circuit breaker. And that isn't even what the problem is. You know what I mean? It's like some lights in the kitchen aren't working or something.
I hear you.
Because that's the only item they can pick out of the list that comes up when they, you know, apply for the warranty online.
Okay, then that makes sense.
They can't find what they can't find out what they're looking for. They just have to pick something.
Got it. Yeah, kind of wild. All right, well, hey, listen, I got your text sent out to you. I put local splash, put the phone number in there as well. That phone number is the number I'm going to go over in this recording part here as well. Ron, if you have any questions or concerns, you stop me in my tracks and ask away, okay? That's what I'm here for, all right?
All right.
But without further ado, I'm going to get started. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
R&C Electric, Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Ron Anderson, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I certainly hope so, yes.
I hope so, too. No, I'm kidding. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Most of the time, unless my wife's involved. But anyway, go ahead.
Same here, man. Actually, I think it's mostly my wife. Anyway, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for a second here. Ron, after this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we'll only ask your security question. We'll never give out your answer. And we'll know it's you because as long as you don't forget your own answer, it's your question. Okay? So we'll be all right.
Yeah, let me get a pad and a piece of paper here.
All right. Well, we'll get to that after this recording part. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 3rd in the non-refundable amount of only $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of each month of the 3rd, in the amount of only $299, and it'll be recurring from there of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I texted to you just now. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right, beautiful. Just as promised, man, I just want to make sure you're well taken care of and everything's on there, okay? Next part is that security question. Ron, I joke around about this a lot, but I've actually seen it happen. So please don't forget your own answer, okay? I want you to lock out your own.
I know.
All right. So we have three choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
How about, let's see, city born in.
Okay. And you can make up any answer. Let me write that down. Forget it. Yes, because that's the question.
Well, I can't forget where I was born.
All right. And what would that answer be?
Indianola, Iowa.
Indianola? I can't even spell that right, man.
Indian, and then O-L-A.
Oh, okay. And then Iowa. All right. So I'm going to just put in the city there, because you can't have two in that. Okay. And just let you know, we will never give that answer out. Okay, we'll only ask a security question. Please make sure that if you ever feel unconfident of who you're talking to, hang up the phone and just call that 877 number, and you'll always catch us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ron, last part here is how would you like to, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is it you got the Ronald Cash up in there?
That's fair.
I can't let that go, man. I got to tell my wife about this one, man. It's with Johnny Cash. It's
awesome. Let's see which card. Okay. We're going to have to put it on the other one. Hold on just a second.
Sure thing, man.
Okay. Hold on.
You got the MasterCard, don't you? Right. Okay, you need to take a picture of the front of that and the back of that for me real quick. Right now, I'll send it to me.
Okay.
That way I can give this card number out for something I'm buying here real quick.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah. You're going to have to wait about 1 minute.
That's okay. You know what? While we're waiting then, Ron, are you able to check your email right now?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, most of the time.
All right.
If it'll load. There we go.
I sent you an email.
John Snow.
Yeah, that's me, yes sir. And that is your Google invite. Like, don't do anything further than
Thursday.
Click in yes. Yeah, okay.
It's Thursday, January 4th.
Perfect, yep.
Okay.
Just going to hit yes on there, and then our team, I believe they already hit yes to show you that they're committed to this meeting for tomorrow as well, right? So.
Let's see, Thursday, January 4th, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Los Angeles.
Yeah, so that's 3 hours behind. Yes.
Organizer. Client interviews. So what are we supposed to be doing with this?
So that one, just hit yes on that side to show that you're going to be ready for that phone call tomorrow. That way, when our team calls you, they're going to go over your website. They're going to show you how you, go over your tracking system. That's going to be your next best friend. So, just to let you know that. All right. Yeah. It's so important that they don't want to just say, all right, thanks for your money, bye. They want to show you how you can keep track of everything, how to contact us, all of that good stuff.
Well, yeah, because you guys are going to have to load pictures for my Google.
Exactly. That's why. That's right.
All kinds of stuff. You put my information down, aren't you?
Videos, pictures, testimonials. If you got them, send them. All right? We'll take care of that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
All right. So I click yes. It says there's a miscellaneous file on here.
No, I got it through. Came through on my side here.
Let's see, open file. How do you want to open this file? Look for
yeah.
an app in the App Store. Yeah, no.
No, man, I was going to say, you don't need to do anything further than that. I got it on my side already, so you're okay with that. I just want to make sure that they see you're committed to that meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do I need to have ready with me and everything else?
You won't need to be in front of a computer unless you want to. But if the more you have available for them and ready, like let's say if you have some testimonies you want up there, or if you have a logo or if a picture, anything of that nature to make things smoother, the better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Websites we get usually done within the first 7 to 14 days. So I've seen it done super fast. It's just a matter of how much questions you have or how much content you want to add or modify. They're willing to work with you. They're very flexible with that. Again, Ron, just make sure you communicate with them, okay? It's important.
Yep, no problem.
All right. And then...
So, are you ready for the card number?
Yes. Oh, actually, the name on the card. Just the first and last name on there?
Ronald C. Anderson.
Okay, perfect. And what kind of card are we using? Is it Master, Visa, American Express?
Master.
Okay. And, Ron, just for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5171 4882 1062 2261.
All right. And the expiration date?
6/28.
Okay. And then last but not least, the security code?
604.
Say that one more time. Sorry.
604.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Now, before I process any type of payment. Now, you know I'm not lying, man. You got a really good, nice promotional rate. I want to refresh the account to make sure it stays like that every time, okay? So hang tight before I process anything here.
Hold on just a second.
Sure thing. All right. Looks good. So I'm going to go ahead, and when you're ready, I can go ahead and process the payment for only. Oh, go ahead.
Well,
yep, I'm here with you. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, partner. I'm going to go in and process the payment for only $398. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure I keep my promises. You're going to see your invoice. It's going to come through a text and an email. Let me know whichever comes first. That way I could direct you so you can see the breakdown of everything in there as promised, okay?
Okay.
I just like to keep to my promises, man. So. All right. It just went through on my side. Let me know as soon as you receive anything in a text or an email so I can direct you to see everything, that breakdown. Should be coming here.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
You there?
I'm here with you, as promised, man.
Okay.
Anything yet? It shows on my side.
Yep, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice and is in your email.
All right. And that text message, then, there should be a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yep.
Okay. Click that for me. going to show the same thing like it was showing in the email. It's a breakdown of everything we discussed. And in case you've ever decided to upgrade your package to something else in the future there, when things are working very well for you, please let me know, though, because I can apply that same promotional rate to the other packages so that we're not paying the normal price. But there will be some short descriptions of those in there as well, too. Once you read through things carefully, at the bottom, there's two boxes that everyone misses. It's really small. You have to click them before you're going to type in your name just how it shows on the card, okay? Let me know if you have any trouble.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right.
Yeah, it's not letting me go back.
Did you send this by email or just by text?
Both.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, so to get your business profile verified, Google needs to know below the method of information to proceed further.
Yep. So that part, you do not need to go ahead and do that because you're already verified. I just want to make sure you have that email just in case, though, okay? But I've already put notes for our team to make sure that they know that you've been verified already, okay? So you don't have to worry about that part.
Okay.
But there's another email that says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Yeah, hold on. There we go.
Okay.
Now, I probably should save this stuff to my favorites page.
Please do. Yep.
Let's see where it comes up. Telling me there's a corrupt file in here. Well, I'll work on this here in a minute. Do I have to please click here to accept subscription terms? Hello?
There you go. That's it.
Do I need to hit that button?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was talking about where everything you'll see, the descriptions of everything. So I'm with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not letting me save it to the favorites page for some reason. It's saying there's a corrupt file. You want to try resend that one more time?
For that email or...
Yeah, Local Splash, it says, hey, Ronald, thanks for choosing Local Splash. And every time I try to save it to my favorites, it says there's a corrupt file.
Okay. Go in that one first to see that it shows sometimes the emails on there where you get to see it and load it. Then it'll say, okay, you trust this one? And then it says, say yes. And then it should be okay from there.
Access your dashboard, phone number, support at Splash.
Yes, sir. There we go. That's
okay.
Everything that we spoke about. Yep, like I was mentioning.
Okay.
Yep. At the bottom, though, like I said, just make sure, don't forget those two check boxes. Everyone misses that. So. But take your time.
Okay.
I'm here with you. Yep.
All right. Then confirm signature.
Yes, sir. And it'll be just like on the card, so don't forget your middle initial on that one.
Well, let's see. Don't let me do that either. Try this one.
Okay. Did it take you to like a username and password?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. This is your dashboard. If I give you your password and everything right now, you'll see nothing in there because obviously we didn't get started on it. But tomorrow, they'll give you that password and login to help show you how to maneuver through everything. You'll be able to check that through your phone, your tablet, computer, however you want. Okay. Again, that's your next best friend. Seriously, keep track of that, okay? Customers may reach out through there. If you missed a phone call and you're like, I don't have the number, you can check on there. It may even have it in there for you as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome, man. Well, we're all done here, Ron. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. All right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So, Ron, again, tomorrow they're going to call from that 877 number, so make sure you save it. If for any reason it takes too long or you need to reschedule, let them know. They'll accommodate for that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ron. Hey, man, it's honestly been a pleasure talking with you. I wish I knew you guys in person. We were on, like, just with the names. It's pretty awesome. Sorry. I'm going to be telling my family about this one today. What was that? It's still not letting you save it?
It's not letting me put it in my favorites.
Walk me through how you're trying to put it in your favorites. Are you double-clicking or are you just hitting the button?
I'm clicking up on the star that says add to favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes back as it says 300 311 100 RNC Electric at barkmail.com. It's not saying local splash. Maybe I can just change that.
Yeah, change it to local splash because I want to make sure anything that we send to you, you know it's us. I don't want to get any, you know, get you fall for any traps out there either. It's very important.
Okay. Now let's see if you come up.
Okay. It did?
Yep.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, Ron, because
you're part of the
family. Man. Hey, all right. And again, I send that text to you, so make sure that, you know, everything's good there. Again, we will be, you know, always using that security question, and we will never give out that answer, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
Just make sure I can find you down there. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I'm not seeing you. It's so weird. Oh, okay. Saved you in my other favorites. I guess you're my second best friend.
Ah, come on now. Okay. I'm glad you have everything in there, though. Again, if you have questions and stuff, our team will make sure to address that tomorrow as well, too, okay? Make sure to have everything ready as much as you possibly can. You know, the better, the more you have, the better, okay?
Right.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow, okay, Ron? It's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure talking with you, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care until then, all right?
All right, you have a good one, man. See ya.
Likewise. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye.